You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Stellar Parenting with Brandi Kahn. Live from BrandiKahn.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Psychic Radio.
Or one of our websites,
AskOneRadio.com or Moonstruck.tv.
This is Stellar
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Happy Tuesday, everyone. From Houston, Texas, I'm Brandi Kahn. I'm an intuitive astrologer, and I also hold a Master of Science degree in psychology with an emphasis in child and adolescent development. I want to welcome you to Stellar Parenting. I'm very passionate about helping parents, teachers, and guardians learn how to mix and combine the magic of the stars with the art of consciously raising children. If you're interested in working with me, please visit my website at BrandiKahn.com. Today, I'm talking to parents who have children that were born with their moon in the sign of Libra. So parents, was your child born with their moon in the sign of Libra? If so, there's a lot for you to understand. Libra moons bring harmony and a deep longing for balance, but it also brings certain emotional needs and sensitivities that parents need to be aware of. So in today's episode, I'm going to share 5 things every parent should know about their child whose moon is in the sign of Libra: how they feel, how they relate, what they need, and how you can support them to grow with emotional strength. So let's dive in. First, let's have a little refresher, okay? In astrology, the moon in a birth chart shows a child's emotional nature. It shows their inner world and what makes them feel safe and how they like to be nurtured. So when a child has their moon in the sign of Libra, a lot of their emotional life is filtered through Libra qualities. And those qualities are balance, harmony, a focus on relationships, and this emphasis on fairness, also aesthetics. And sometimes there may be issues with being indecisive or wanting to please other people. Libra is ruled by the planet Venus. And the moon in the sign of Libra often brings a sweet, diplomatic, and very charming quality. So these children tend to feel emotions more comfortably when everything else feels fair and gracious. But if there's conflict or imbalance or chaos around them, they may struggle more than others to hold their ground. So here's the first thing that you need to know as a parent of a child with their moon in the sign of Libra. Your child is deeply sensitive to imbalance, especially when it comes to relationships and in their environments, okay? So if there's tension, if there's unfairness, or if there's discord, your child could become anxious, withdrawn, or over-conciliatory in order to keep the peace. And they may try to smooth over conflict or mediate between family members. And their emotional equilibrium is disturbed if there are arguments or unfair treatment. Even small slights to them can feel really, really heavy. So it's important to help your child understand that conflict doesn't always mean loss, and that standing up for themselves does not make them unlovable. So as a parent, you can create a home environment where fairness is modeled, where there's listening and there's sharing and open and honest conversation. Also, avoid exposing your child to heated disputes if possible, because after conflict, they may really be feeling the tension. So We should offer calm, reconciliation, and explanation. Also, validate that sometimes discomfort is a part of growth, and it's not necessarily a sign of disaster. A lot of times, children with strong Libra placements, they have a tendency to think about chaos or discord or disagreement as a sign of disaster or failure. Second thing to know, parents, indecision can be a challenge for these children, okay? They can be very indecisive. And that's because the moon in Libra wants to see every side and they want to weigh all options and they really want to consider the feelings of others. And they can freeze up when they have to make a decision, when it's time to choose. And they may delay their decisions or look to others to give them help to decide. All right. So as a parent, you can support your child by giving them structured limits or deadlines so that they don't stay stuck forever. Also, help them make small decisions, okay? We can help them by practicing, or getting some practice with making small decisions. So we can choose between two options and affirm that making a less than perfect decision is okay, all right? Now, the third thing that you want to remember, parents, relationships really matter deeply to children with strong Libra placements, especially those with the moon in the sign of Libra. Libra moon children will often feel most emotionally secure when they feel liked, when they feel connected, and when they feel that there's harmony with others. And they can also absorb the emotional tone of others around them, and they can sometimes lose their own feelings when they are trying to keep the peace. And they can struggle when their friendships are challenging or if there's conflict among their peers. So you can support them by helping them to develop healthy boundaries and teaching them that it's okay to say no, and it's okay for them to express their own individual needs. We can also, as parents, model diplomacy and healthy conflict resolution. And we can also teach your child that their worth is not dependent on always being liked by other people, or their worth is not based on if other people agree with them or not. That's a very important lesson for people with strong Libra placements to learn. Number four, the fourth thing that we want to remember, parents, is that a child with the Libra moon, their aesthetic sensitivity is going to be very strong. They are drawn to beauty and harmony in their surroundings and art and design and balance with colors and pleasing environments. And their mood can shift if the space feels untidy or chaotic. So you might notice that they're very resistant to messy rooms, or they prefer to have organized, beautiful, pretty spaces and change the decor with their moods. They may feel drawn to art, music, fashion, or creative expression as an emotional outlet. So as a parent, you can create a beautiful, calm, harmonious space at home where your child feels safe. Also, offer them art supplies and creative outlets and different opportunities for design or arranging. And number five, while your child may deeply value relationships, they also need to cultivate a sense of self-sovereignty, okay? Libra moon children can fall into a trap of defining themselves through the eyes of others, or bending too much to please others. So over time, they must learn to stand in their own authority, and they have to choose what's right for them, even if it causes them to feel off balance temporarily. And this is a major part of their growth. They have to learn when to harmonize and when to dissent, when to push back. And they really need encouragement to trust their own voice. So as parents, you can help them by praising them when they make choices that reflect their inner truth, even if it conflicts with what others think, okay? It's okay to go against the group. Being okay when they push back or they need space. So we need to show them as parents that our love is not based on perfect harmony, or it's not based on them always being agreeable. As your child grows, their moon and Libra characteristics can become a tremendous gift. They might have a heart that seeks justice. They may be a mediator of peace, or they could be someone who really elevates the emotional culture around them. And with your support, they can balance kindness with clarity and harmony with strength. Now let's jump into our transits for this week. So on Wednesday, October 1st, Mercury in Libra will form a square to Jupiter in Cancer, both at 22 degrees. And this is a really big mental energy day. Mercury is the planet of communication, of logic, and ideas, while Jupiter expands every single thing that it touches. But because these two will be squaring each other, there's tension, okay? Our thoughts and our words may grow bigger than reality, and it may be easy to get swept away by exaggeration or overpromising or jumping to conclusions. And Libra, the sign of Libra, Mercury really is focused on and wants fairness, balance, and diplomacy. And in Cancer, Jupiter amplifies our feelings and our desire to protect our loved ones and our need for belonging. So when we put these together, you get conversations that are fueled by big ideas and big emotions, but they may not always be grounded in practicality. This transit can be absolutely wonderful for brainstorming and seeing the bigger picture. But it can also create inflated expectations or idealistic promises that we just can't keep. So the key is to check the facts and to slow down and balance optimism with realism. And if you feel yourself wanting to say yes to everything, I want you to pause, okay? If you feel tempted to dramatize your story, pause again, all right? This square is teaching us that enthusiasm is powerful, but it's discernment that keeps us steady. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to dream big and brainstorm new ideas, but write them down instead of acting on them immediately. Also, engage in balanced diplomatic conversations, especially in your relationships and family dynamics. And double check facts before sharing information or making commitments to others. Also, reflect on where optimism and emotional bias might be clouding your judgment a little. Here's what I don't want you to do. I don't want you to make promises that you cannot realistically keep. Okay. And don't overcommit your time, your money, or your energy out of a sense of enthusiasm. And try not to exaggerate stories or bend the truth for approval. And let's avoid ignoring the details. Okay. Big dreams need small steps in order to succeed. So this Mercury-Jupiter square is like a megaphone for our thoughts. It can inspire us to envision more, but it can also magnify illusions. So the magic lies in dreaming boldly while we're keeping our feet on the ground. For those of you who are parents, here's the parenting guidance for Mercury square Jupiter. So when Mercury in Libra squares Jupiter in Cancer, our children can feel extra chatty or even overly dramatic, okay? Their imaginations are big under this energy, and so are their words. So don't be surprised if your child exaggerates a story from school or they make a huge promise that they can't actually keep, or if they insist on an idea that sounds absolutely wonderful, but it's not very practical. This isn't about dishonesty, okay? It's just about enthusiasm that's spilling over. And Mercury fuels the mind, and Jupiter magnifies everything that it touches. So children may genuinely believe their ideas or their stories as they tell them. So as parents, the key is to guide our children with a gentle grounding and validate their sense of excitement, but help them to slow down and to check the facts and to learn the difference between dreaming and doing. So this can be a wonderful teaching moment about balancing imagination with responsibility. So parents, here's what I want you to do. You can teach the value of double-checking details before making promises and help your child channel extra enthusiasm into fun projects, projects that involve art or journaling or music or play acting. And we can reinforce that it's okay to dream big, but plans also need action steps. And here's what I don't want you to do, parents. Don't overload your child with too many activities because they seem eager, okay? And let's try not to dismiss their ideas. Let's acknowledge the inspiration while guiding it in a productive way. So this Mercury-Jupiter square reminds us that our children are natural visionaries, and our job is not to shrink their dreams, but to give them roots and teach them how to bring those big, beautiful ideas into reality. Next, we have a full moon at 14 degrees of Aries on Monday, October 6th, okay? So we've got a powerful full moon coming up, Monday, October 6th, 14 degrees of Aries. And this one isn't pulling any punches, okay? So let's break down what will be happening in the sky and what it can mean for us personally and collectively. So this will be a really fiery lunation, okay, guys? Aries energy is bold and direct and ready for action. And a full moon always brings things to light. So what's been hidden or what's been building beneath the surface comes up for clarity and release. And in Aries, the focus is on independence and courage and standing in your truth. But this full moon is squaring Jupiter, okay? And that's like throwing gasoline on the fire. So emotions and reactions may feel bigger than life. We might feel overly confident, overly impulsive, or driven to push past limits. Jupiter expands everything it touches. So small frustrations can suddenly feel huge, and bold ideas can become wild overcommitments if we are not grounded. Now, add Mercury square, Now let's add Mercury square Pluto to the mix. And this is a really intense mental communication transit, okay? So words carry extra weight when we've got Mercury square Pluto. And conversations may dig up hidden truths, secrets, or uncomfortable realities. And power struggles are also possible during this time. People may be more forceful, even manipulative, okay? With their opinions. But the positive side of this is this energy really supports deep insight, psychological breakthroughs, and honest conversations that cut through the fluff. And on a collective level, let's talk about what this might mean for us collectively. Something even bigger is happening collectively, okay? Saturn is conjunct the midheaven in the chart of the United States during this full moon. And the midheaven represents public life, leadership, reputation, and national direction. And so when Saturn crosses this point or sits at this point, there is a demand for accountability and maturity and responsibility. And for the U.S., this could bring news around leadership or government or public institutions, possibly reforms, restrictions, or events that highlight things that need to be taken seriously. So it's a sobering influence against all of the fiery Aries energy. So how can we navigate this? here's what I want you to do. I want you to be courageous, but also thoughtful during this full moon, okay? So take initiative in your own life. You can start something new, or you can set intentions or make a bold move, but please plan before you leap. Also, you can use that Mercury-Pluto energy for truth-seeking through journaling, therapy, honest conversations, or digging into research. Also, I want you to remember to ground yourself, okay? Full moons bring a lot of energy. So ground yourself by spending extra time in nature. You can spend some time meditating or moving your body just to release that extra fiery energy that we're all going to be feeling. Here's what I don't want you to do. Please don't let your emotions run the show. Let's avoid impulsive reactions or making big commitments in the heat of the moment. And try not to overpromise or overindulge. Jupiter can tempt us to go all in without really thinking about what we're doing. And avoid power struggles in conversation, okay? If something feels manipulative or controlling, step back instead of getting pulled in. And finally, don't neglect your self-care. This is a high energy lunation, yes. And without a sense of grounding, emotional overwhelm can really hit hard. So this Aries full moon is fiery, it's passionate, and it's illuminating. And it can really help us to claim our independence and act with courage. But with Jupiter and Mercury, Pluto and Saturn all in the mix, it's important to slow down. And it's going to be important to choose our words wisely and to focus on building something that's real and lasting. And on the personal level, this is about balancing bold action with a sense of mindfulness. And on the collective level, we may see serious turning points for leadership and national direction. So as we move through this week, remember, especially towards the end of the week, I want you to be bold, but also be wise. Now, for those of you who are parents, okay, let's talk about how this energy might show up for our children. So Aries energy is fiery, it's fast, it's impulsive. And with Jupiter amplifying things, children may also be extra excitable or restless or very quick to react, okay? And Mercury square Pluto during this time of the full moon can also bring intense words or strong opinions, even from little ones, all right? And for parents, these are some ways that I want you to work with your kids during this energy. These are things that I want you to do. Channel the fire energy into safe outlets like sport, running, dance, or creative play, because movement is going to help your child to process their emotions. Also, encourage honest expression. So let your child share their feelings without feeling judged, okay? Even if it comes out a little dramatic. And also, parents, I want you to model calm communication. So if conversations get really heated, model for your child how to pause, breathe, and try again. And here are some things I want you to avoid with your children, okay? Let's try not to dismiss their big feelings as being too much. Because under this sky, with this full moon in Aries, your child's emotions are really going to feel huge for them. So let's try not to minimize what they're feeling and instead validate and listen and then redirect if necessary. Also, parents, let's try to avoid harsh discipline in the heat of the moment, because all that's going to do is just escalate any power struggles that are already at play, okay? And don't overload your child's schedule, because too much stimulation can lead to them having a meltdown. And that's the last thing that we want during this time. And finally, try to avoid comparing your child to others. Aries energy is really all about individuality, and we need to give our children that space, that freedom, and that safety and security just to be themselves. So this full moon is a chance to help your child learn to balance between courage and patience, and between speaking up and listening. And when we guide our children with a sense of structure and empathy, they will feel safe to explore their independence without burning out or butting heads unnecessarily. So that wraps up our transits for this week. Please set your intentions for how you want to use this energy constructively. We're working with a ton of fiery energy, and I want each and every one of you to use this in magical and wonderful ways. Just like I like to remind you guys every single week, the stars may guide us, but we hold the power at the end of the day to shape our destiny. So keep shining your light bright. Have a wonderful week, and I'll see you here again next week.